We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Resh Lamed Beis. So we started, yesterday we gave an introduction, and we started Sif Aleph. Let's quickly go over the beginning of Sif Aleph, and then continue, and B'ezrat Hashem, try to finish the Siman. Sif Aleph begins discussing Schach Pasel. Schach Pasel posa be'emtza ba'arba'at tfachim. If you have Schach Pasel in the middle of the Sukkah, four tfachim is enough of a shear to pasel the sukkah. We discuss how does it pasel the sukkah. Basically, it cuts, assuming it goes to the entire sukkah, it cuts the sukkah in half. If we're dealing with a three-walled sukkah and it goes from the middle wall down, it cuts the sukkah in half, and now I have two walls or one and a half walls in each sukkah, and both are going to be pasel. So chach pasel is posel be'emtza in the middle of the sukkah ba'arba tfachim with four tfachim. If it's less than four tefachim, then it doesn't cut the sukkah in half. It's going to be kosher. And mechaber paskins, you can even sleep or eat under that area. Mishabura doesn't recommend it. Reads the chatzchimi, the yesh lahachmir the chatzchila. It's a machloikas rishonim. It's that the chazanish is making. Continues to file it. Then we have schach posel on the side of the sukkah, minatzad, in a posel el barbamos. So here we have a halacha l'moshe misinai, very famous din called dofen akuma. We view the wall as if it curves over, and the schach posel is part of the wall, and it actually meets the schach kosher. And here the shear is not four tefachim, but a much larger shear of four amos. So if you have four amos, so then the wall is cut off from the schach. But less than four amos, we say dofen akuma, and the wall is not cut off, and the sukkah will be kshera. Dofen akuma. You look at the wall as if the vertical wall curves over and becomes horizontal by the schach. Schach pasul is considered to be part of the wall until it reaches the schach kosher, provided that it's within four amos. So that's basically what we did yesterday. That's early. Maybe we got a little further. Anyway, it continues the Machaber Hilkach. Therefore, this was the Mishnah we discussed yesterday. Bayish and Ifchad be'emta. You have a house, and the ceiling caves in the middle. So you say, oh, great, perfect timing, right? For sukkah, so I'm going to turn my house into a sukkah. I'm going to put schach kosher on top of the hole. V'sikeich b'makom ha'pchat, where it caved in, I put in schach kosher. But I still have the periphery of the ceiling that didn't cave in. So what's the story with the sukkah? V'nish'ar min ha'tikra saviv bein schach kosher laksol pochos mi'ar ba'amos k'shero. So if the periphery all around, or at least on three sides, each side is less than four amos, so then we're going to say dofen akuma, and the old ceiling, which is pasul schach, is a continuation of the wall until it reaches the schach kosher in the middle. Umihu, however, when you're dealing with the dofen akuma, ein yeshenim tachtav kozman sheyeshbo arba tvachim. As long as it's more than four tvachim, and we said it could even go up to but not including four amos, so then you would not be able to sit under that area to eat or to sleep. Continues the Mechaber. B'met v'am amurim b'sukkah gedola sheyesh b'yosar al haschach posel shivat tfachim al shivat tfachim. The minimal share of a kosher sukkah is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. Rosho rubo v'shulchanav. It's a very, very, very small area that's meant to fit not even an entire person. His head and most of his body and a little piece of table. Or a little, we'll call it a little table. So, if you have 7 by 7, so you have these different areas of schach pasul. Either in the middle, 4 tefachim is pasul, on the side, 4 amos is pasul. But that's provided that you're left with it after you get rid of the schach pasul, meaning you subtract the schach pasul from the surface area, you're left with 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim of basically kosher area. But if you have a small sukkah that's only 7 by 7, so then obviously you can't say dofen akuma on 4 amos. You don't have a sukkah. 4 amos is far more than 7 tefachim. So bein be'emtza, bein min hatzad, b'shloshet tfachim psulim. When you're dealing with a small sukkah, so then three tfachim is already enough to passel the sukkah. But if it's less than three tefachim, it's kosher. And the schach pasul that you have that's less than three tefachim, yishen im tachtav, you can sit under there, you can eat under there, you can sleep under there. Umitzdarif lahashlim hasukkah lekashir. And when it's less than three, it's still enough to count towards the shear of the seven tefachim. Why? Mishabesef katan test. Since it's less than three tefachim, choshiv keman delesa. It's considered as if it's not there at all. Looking at the bottom, the Shara Tzion Oysid days. The low pish mitam lavud. We don't say lavud. Less than three tefachim of schach puzzles lavud. It's if the schach kosher took over and the schach puzzle is not there. We don't say that. Why don't we say that? Continues the Shara Tzion. The chiyagam the b'mamosh is mafzik lo shayich lavud. The davka ba'avir shayich lavud. Lavud is only shayich when there's airspace. There we say that less than three tefachim, the two sides are connected. Is if the air is not there. But when I have schach puzzle over there, less than three tefachim is just not significant. It's not significant enough to pass the sukkah. It's not significant enough to tell me that I can't sleep under that area. But only because it's as if it's not there, not lavud. Lavud's only relevant when you're dealing with no schach, when you're dealing with air. When you're dealing with schach puzzle, so lavud's not relevant. Now, Mishra points out in the previous Sukkotun Ches, She'embar el Shiva al Shiva. So when you have a big sukkah, the shear in the middle is 4 tefachim, the shear on the side is 4 ounces. When you have a small sukkah, 7 by 7, we said the shear goes down to 3 tefachim. But that's not entirely accurate, says the Mishra Berurah. Eino meduktok, it's not precise. Because even if the sukkah is more than 7 by 7, let's say it's 9.5 by 9.5, and I have 3 tefachim of schach pasul, so then posel is called sukkah, because I have 9.5, 9.5 minus 3 equals 6.5, so I don't have a shear sukkah, I need 7 by 7. So it's not just 7 by 7, and then you take away the 3. You have to be left with 7 after you subtract the 3. So anything less than 10 is going to pasul the sukkah if you have 3 tefachim together of pasul schach. Kevin tikishakos lay the psul, when you take away the pasul, the schach pasul, like a hechsher sukkah, you don't have 7 by 7, therefore the sukkah is going to be psul. Okay, that's it. Sif Beis is discussing avir. So we've already mentioned, the Mishnah told us that when the walls, let's say the walls go all the way up to the schach, but there's a space between the walls and the schach, less than three tefachim, now it's a space, we could say lavud, as if it's connected, that's okay. And the Gemara told us, who are in the middle of the sukkah, airspace running through the middle of the sukkah, three tefachim is going to passel the sukkah. Again, what does it mean passel the sukkah? It's either going to cut off the wall from the sukkah, it's going to cut the sukkah in half. It doesn't necessarily passel the sukkah, but our case, the Tosus laid out, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah discussed, is a three-walled sukkah, and the schach pasul, or the air, is going from the middle wall down, which means you just cut the sukkah in half, and then you're left with two half sukkahs. Each one only has two walls. Two walls is not a kosher sukkah. So avir, the shear is always going to be three tefachim, whether it's on the side, whether it's ba'emtza. Sif beis, tof reish lamid beis beis. Avir, bein bigdola, bein bigtana. It doesn't matter if it's a big sukkah or it's a little sukkah. Shavim, they're equal. The bein ba'emtza, bein min atzad. Doesn't matter if the air is on the side, next to the wall. Doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the sukkah. Vishlosh tefachim psula. Three tefachim of air is going to passel the sukkah. However, b'pachos mishlosh ksheira, less than three tefachim is kosher. It's not going to passel the sukkah. Not only that, it's still mitztarif lahashlam asukkah. So if I have seven a sukkah 7 by 7, and two tefachim are avir, according to this, it still counts towards the shear sukkah, and we still say it's a 7 by 7 sukkah. Oh, but two tefachim don't have schach. It's okay as long as you have more shade than sunlight. The two tefachim are not going to passel the sukkah there, and they're mitztarif to add up to the shear of 7 by 7. However, unlike the schach pasul that we said when it's less than 4 or less than 3 is an achlekes. We said you can even sit under it. Here by air we're more machmir ve'ein yishein in pachtum. You cannot sit under the even less than 3 tefachim of air. Ve'ein yishein in pachtum. Why are we more machmir by the air than we are by the pasul? Sach mishibur sefkat yilip hadu chamir avir misach pasul basuku ktana. The Indian is in tachto, that you can't sleep underneath the 2 tefachim of air running through the sukkah, but you can sleep underneath the 2 tefachim of schach pasul running through the sukkah. The chen the Indian sukkah gdola, also the sukkah gdola, posel avir b'shosh tefachim, with schach pasul only by 4 tefachim. Schach pasul only pasul with 4 tefachim. Air pasul with 3 tefachim. Why are we more machmir by air than by schach pasul? Because of hataz, hatam, the taz gives us the reason. The air space is the open area, the air is more noticeable than the schach pasul, and therefore the shear is a smaller shear.
What's the difference in
the shear? The shear of air tapasul is 3 tefachim, the shear of schach pasul tapasul is 4 tefachim. Also, if I have less than the shear that pasuls, by the schach pasul, I can sit under it. I can sleep under that. But by the air, I can't sleep under it. If I have 2 tefachim running through the whole sukkah of airspace, I can't sit under that. Okay. Now we're in the Ramah. Hagav. V'davka sheholach al pnei kol ha-sukkah. We're talking where the less than 3 tefachim is of airspace goes through the entire sukkah. Okay, meaning, what does it mean? I can't sit under a hole. It's less than 3 tefachim. It's kosher, but I can't sit under it. All schach has holes in it, so I can't sit under the holes, and I can't sit under the schach at all. So it clarifies the Ramah. You know when you can't sleep underneath the 2 tefachim that doesn't pass the sukkah, doesn't pass. You can't sit under it. That's if the 2 tefachim go throughout the entire sukkah. So if we have spaces on our sukkah, which happens inevitably, it's important to make sure that you don't have a space going through the entire thing. Put one branch or one twig or one whatever in a, you know, crisscross, so that at least you don't have a strip of air going through the entire thing. If you do have a strip of air and it's small, so like the halacha is you need rosho verubo in the sukkah, your head and most of your body in the sukkah. So 2 tefachim already, you know, shechaz mish is already 8 inches. I don't know. I didn't measure the diameter of my head, but then I could be sitting perhaps underneath, you know, not the schach. So that would be a problem. But if it's just a thin strip, so most of my head is on this side and that side of the thin strip, it wouldn't sound like that would really be a problem. Okay, continues Rama. Oh, sheyesh bo kedei lamo bo rosho verubo. Or you have a significant piece of lack of sach. Oh, rosho verubo. Ah. Oh, very good. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, I didn't even miss that. Oh, so when do we say less than 3 tefachim of air doesn't pass the sukkah, don't sit under it. Oh, but I have holes in my sach. It means I can't sit anywhere in the sukkah. No. You can't sit under it if A, it goes through the entire length of the sukkah, across the whole sukkah, or B, my head or most of my body is underneath the hole. That's when it becomes a problem. But the fact that there's holes into the whole sukkah is full of holes. That's the point. See the stars, see the sun rays, the rain has to come through. It certainly has holes. That's fine. That's no problem. Only if you have a hole that's big enough, you know, my head is mamish, could fit through that hole, and I'm sitting under that hole, that's a problem. Or the strip goes through the entire sukkah. Every sukkah has holes in it. That which we said that is that schach pasul passes in the middle with 4 tefachim. Or air cutting through the sukkah passes the sukkah with 3 tefachim. Hainu davka shehifzik hasukkah l'shtayim. Like we're saying, we had split the sukkah in half. I have 3 walls from the middle wall going through. And then it splits the sukkah in half, so now I have, instead of one big-ish sukkah, now I have two little sukkahs. So either I only have two walls, boom, out. Or even if I had three walls, but if it was a very small sukkah, it was 10 tefachim by 10 tefachim, and now I cut it in half, so now it's 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim. That's no good, I need 7 by 7. So that's what it means. And again, the Ramah is emphasizing, when we talk about passing the sukkah, it's passing the sukkah because it disqualified a wall, it cut the sukkah in half in a way that now each sukkah is no longer kosher. But continues Ramah, in nisha shir sukkah b'makom echa, but if I'm left with a shir sukkah in one place, ha'makom ahu kosher v'av shim v'bechutz im b'chubar lo min hatzdadim. Okay, so this is the picture that we saw in Tosis. Okay, we have a three-walled sukkah, and we have either four tefachim eschach pasel or airspace going not from the middle one, but from side to side. So now, does that pasel the sukkah? So it cuts it in half. If it cuts it in half and it's a three-walled sukkah, that means the inner part is going to be kosher. As long as I have 7 by 7, it's kosher. I have three walls and 7 by 7. The outer part, it lost its connection to the inner wall. It only has two walls facing each other. Unless I do something about that, it's going to be pasel. Okay, but now, let's take the other next case that Rama is telling us, which Tosis also discussed, and Tosis I wasn't sure. Let's say it doesn't cut through the whole thing. It only is in the middle. And the sukkah connects on the sides. So here the Rama says, in nisha shir sukkah b'makom echad, if in one place I have a shir sukkah, that makom is kosher. V'av shemi b'chutz, but the outside is also going to be kosher, im mechubar lo min hatzdadim. So he's saying, as long as the inner part of the sukkah, which is kosher, has 7 by 7, if it didn't cut the whole thing, then the outer part is also going to be kosher, because it connects on the sides. But based on what the Rama is saying, you need to have on the inside 7 by 7. You can't be mitzvah the outside for the 7 by 7. That's what Tosis wasn't sure about. That's what Tosis said, Efsher. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss that point. So Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Zion points out from the Magen Avraham B'Shem HaPoskim that not only if you have 7 tefachim on the inside, even if you don't have 7 tefachim on the inside, but it connects to the outside because the schach pasul or the air is only like a long hole, but it doesn't go from side to side, so we're going to count the whole thing into the shir sukkah. That's the Magen Avraham B'Shem HaPoskim. However, the end of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zion brings down from the Bikurei Yaakov Mefakpek Azeh Shekasav the Mitzdarif HaPnimi Vachitza on the Hechshir Sukkah. The Bikurei Yaakov is not convinced. So this suffix of Tosus, the Magen Avraham B'Shem HaPoskim, is Mako, that even if you don't have 7 by 7 on the inside, as long as the whole thing is 7 by 7, excluding the area that goes not across the whole thing, but almost across the whole thing of air or schach pasul, as long as the kosher part is 7 by 7, Magen Avraham says that's good. Bikurei Yaakov is not convinced, and that was a suffix in Tosis. So Magen Avraham is going l'kula, Bikurei Yaakov is going l'chumah. That is Sif Beis, Sif Gimel. Okay, now we don't have time to do everything, but in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav, there is a Sharatzion Ois Yudalid. That Sharatzion Ois Yudalid is not very, is not necessarily super practical, but it's very, very lumdish and very interesting. And there's a whole Dirshu footnote 14, so that you can do for homework. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav, Sharatzion Ois Yudalid, and Dirshu number 14. But I want to try to finish the sentence. Seif Gimel. Schach posel pochos me arba'o. Va'avir etzlo pochos mi shlosha. So we said, 4 tochim schach posel, passes the sukkah. Could passel the sukkah. 3 tochim of air, could passel the sukkah. Do they combine? What if I have 3.5 of schach posel and 2.5 of air? Or or three of Tzach Basel and two of Er. Do I say, ooh, 3 plus 2 is 5?
Next to each other?
Next to each other, yeah. Is that going to pass? Tzach Basel, Pachos, Mi'arba, Bar, Etzlo, Pachos, Mi'shlosha, Ein, Mitzdarf, and Lipsel. They don't add up to Basel, the Sukkah. Okay? Why don't they add up? Because as a general rule, when the Shi'urim are not the same, they can't combine. One of the Shi'urim is 4 Tfachim, and the other Shi'ur is 3 Tfachim. 4 and 3 are not the same. So when you're dealing with different measurements, they don't add up. Similar to making a Bracha Achrona. I eat a little bit less than a Kazayas of an apple, and a little bit less than a Revius of Coca-Cola. So, even though the two of them together in theory, now I have a lot, because I almost had a Kazayas, but not quite, and almost had a Revius, but not quite. We don't combine the two, because they're working with different measurements. When they're working with different measurements, they don't combine.
Well, is that why it's considered the measurements, not because one's a liquid and one's a solid?
Well, because one's a liquid, one's a solid, they have different measurements, but yeah.
If they would have the same measurement, then they
could. Right. So, Hilkach, therefore, im avir shlosha b'makom echad. So now he says like this. Let's say I have a 3 tefachim of airspace, but no tzchach. I ran out of tzchach, and I got a big hole going through the whole sukkah. 3 tefachim, pasul the sukkah. What do? I feel a mute of a tzchach pasul kasha. I can even put up a metal pole, tzchach pasul, and that will save the sukkah because the tzchach pasul does not add up with the air. When I put in tzchach pasul, now I have 1 tefach of tzchach pasul and 2 tefachim of air. We don't say it adds up to 3, and if it was air, it would be pasul. The two don't add up. I need either 3 of air or 4 of tzchach pasul. However, hani mili b'sukkah gedolah. This is only by big sukkah. Aval biktana she'ein ba'el l'sheval shiva. We said a small sukkah that's only 7 by 7 or even less, 9.5 by 9.5. In yesh bein shneim shlosh tefachim mitzdarf and lifsol. So here it's the same shear. When you did a small sukkah, we said that the air is 3 tefachim is going to pasul, and the tzchach pasul is going to pasul with 3 tefachim. Now they're the same shear, they're going to combine the pasul the sukkah. Now, it's interesting that it's phrased like that. I didn't have enough time to fully research the topic, because the way I understood the Gemara is working the other way. We need to have 7 by 7. So if I don't have 7 by 7... I guess it's not. If you don't have the 7 by 7, no, but I guess you need it. Okay. No, never mind. Okay. Here the shiurim are the same. The tzchach pasul is 3 tefachim by a small sukkah, less than 10 tefachim. And the air is 3 tefachim, so they can combine to pasul the sukkah. If you have 3 tefachim of combination of air and tzchach pasul, it is going to pasul the sukkah. Okay, again. That's the last line of Siv Gimel. Ava biktana, she'ein ba'el shiva al shiva, im yesh bein shneihem shloshet tefachim, the 3 tefachim together, mitzdarfin, they're going to combine to pasul the sukkah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Desham shavu shirayu lada, because they have the same shear of 3 tefachim. Siv dal. Okay. Now, we've discussed a decent amount of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai principle called lavu. Two things that are within 3 tefachim of each other, they're as if they're combined. So when we have 2 tefachim of airspace going through, we could say it's as if the schach is combined, even though we told you not to sit under that area. Or when the schach doesn't quite reach the wall, if it's within 3 tefachim, it's as if it does reach the wall, not to sit under, but that's good enough. Are we going to go the other way? What if I have schach pasul, next, and then 2.5 tefachim of airspace in between. Am I going to say that if this whole area is filled in with tzchach pasul and I just pasul the sukkah using the lavud principle? Okay. So there's a general rule that we don't say lavud l'chumrah. Lavud is a kula. It comes to help us. It does not come to hurt us. You don't ain't lavud l'chumrah. Now, the Bach in Tav, Reish, Chaf, Vav, the Bach disagrees with that. And the Bach says we do say lavud l'chumrah. Okay, but most poskim do not pass him like the Bach. The Bach is like a Yochid. And most poskim do not go with Shitas HaBach. However, then there's another type of love of Luchumra, which the Shulchan Aruch is not sure about, which is, they don't call it love of Luchumra, but here's the Shulchan Aruch scenario. The Bach scenario is, let's say I have a metal pole over here and a metal pole over here, and in the middle I have 2.5 tefachim. So we should say as if the whole 2.5 tefachim plus this area space and this space, now I'm left with 3.5 tefachim of, let's say I need 4 tefachim. So let's say I'm left with 4 tefachim, they're wide metal beams. I'm left with 4.5 tefachim as if the whole thing was filled in with metal. Boom, again, a possible sukkah. The Bach says yes. Most poskim say over. The poskim say no. What about the following case? Here I have 2 tefachim of schach puzzle, and here I have 2 tefachim of schach puzzle, and in the middle I have 2 tefachim of air. Will we say that the Lovud principle is not going to fill in the whole thing with schach puzzle, but it's going to take the 2 tefachim, this 2 tefachim, these 2 tefachim, and combine them together to 4. I have 4 tefachim of schach puzzle, but it's separated by 2 tefachim. So here, are we going to say, use Lovud in a way that will be a chumrah, not to the extent of the Bach, who says, even if I have one pole here, as if the whole thing is filled with metal. Here I have 2 tefachim schach puzzle. And here I have 2 tefachim schach puzzle. And in the middle, I have less than 3 tefachim of air. Will we say lava to combine the 2 sections into one large section, which would puzzle or could puzzle the sukkah? So let's see that in Tavrish Lamvez Dalet. Im yesh schach puzzle, shnei tefachim, va'ot schach puzzle, shnei tefachim. I have 2 tefachim over here, schach puzzle, and 2 tefachim over here, schach puzzle. And in between the two, I have airspace of less than 3 tefachim. Yesh le'stapik. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't know. It's a suffix. Yesh le'stapik. Im shnei apsulim it's darfin lifsal asukah. There's a suffix if we're going to say lova to combine the 2 plus 2 equals 4. Do we do that? If we say yes, then you possible sukkah perhaps. If you say no, then you save the sukkah. Says Mishmar Sifkal and Chaf Miyu, however, im ein b'psulim arba'a. But let's say it's not the schach puzzle itself doesn't add up to 4 tefachim. Im ein b'psulim arba'a lo armin she'choshev kisosu machmas lavud lo armina lavud lahachmir. But and that's not like the Bach in Tarfish Chavav who wants to say yesh lavud lahachmir. Here the Mishmar tells us from the Torah ein lavud lahachmir, and that's when I have on either side, but. The suffix of the Shulchan Aruch is I have 2 tefachim of schach puzzle over here, and 2 tefachim of schach puzzle over here, and 2.5 b'emtza. Do you say love it to combine the 2? 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that could puzzle the sukkah. I know. Sheratzi and Oitzah Zayin spells it out. That is Siman Tofresh Lamed Beis.